I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Mint Climate Change Tracker, a podcast where we talk about the challenges posed by a rapidly heating planet. I'm your host, Bibek Bhattacharya. You know, the last few years have been marked by unprecedented forest fires across the globe. The latest of these, the Australian bushfires, has just been the largest so far. In fact, so large that the smoke from the fires reached South America a couple of weeks ago. And now scientists say that the smoke will travel all around the world. This usually happens with the smoke and ash ejected by gigantic volcanic explosions. Now you can imagine the scale of Australia's fires. As more data comes in, scientists are saying that the Australian fires are a message from the not-so-distant future when the world might heat up to 3 degrees Celsius from pre-industrial times. Right now, we are a little over 1 degree hotter than the 18th century, and as the planet heats up further, fires like the one in Australia will become the norm, which in turn will release more carbon into the air, starting a vicious cycle. In fact, forests are the biggest carbon sinks in the world. According to the World Wildlife Fund, tropical forests hold about 247 gigatons of carbon. Deforestation accounts for as much as 15% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. That's how precious forests are. This got me thinking a lot about India's forests. So I dug around for as much information as I could find, and this is what I saw. Our country is blessed with forests, and no wonder, given the thousands of rivers that crisscross our subcontinent, the temperate climate, and a rich soil, large forests have been our heritage. Till a couple of hundred years ago at least, forests formed a large part of the landmass of South Asia. That changed quite dramatically in the 18th and 19th centuries under British rule, as more and more forest areas were cleared and brought under cultivation. One of independent India's early environmental policies was to restore the country's forest cover. The National Forest Policy of 1952 set an ambitious target. 33% of India's total area should be under forests. For hilly and mountainous areas, this should be 60%. Now, these are ideal numbers. So where do we actually stand? On 30th December, Prakash Javrekar, the Union Minister of Environment, Forests and Climate Change, released the India State of the Forest Report 2019. This report is prepared by the Forest Survey of India every 2 years. According to the report, India's forest cover stands at 7,12,249 square kilometer. This is an increase of almost 0.6% as opposed to 2017. According to the report, forests now cover 21.67% of India's landmass. Now, while that's way below the standard of 33%, it's still significant. However, these numbers need a closer look. Now, India's forests are divided into three categories. The first is very dense forests, with a canopy density of over 70%. These are the really thick forests. Then there are the moderately dense forests, with 40 to 70% canopy density, and the open forests with a canopy density of 10 to 40%. Now, the very dense forests covers the least amount of area, which is about 3.02%. Moderately dense forests and open forests cover about 9.38% and 9.26% respectively. Compared to the last report, which was out in 2017, the area covered by very dense forests and open forests has increased marginally, while the area covered by moderately dense forests has remained the same. The report also states that the total carbon stock of our forests is almost 7,125 million tons. This is very important because one of India's pledges under the Paris Agreement on climate change in 2015 was to sequester, that is, shut away, an additional 2.5 to 3 billion tons of carbon dioxide equivalent by 2030. So far, so good then. Because it would seem that we are on the correct path. But here's some reality check. The State of the Forest report contains one line which is really alarming. It says that based on the frequency of forest fires, as much as 21.4% of our forests are extremely fire-prone. Well, that's almost all of our forest cover. What's more, there were 29,547 instances of forest fires in 2019. In 2015, there were 15,937 instances. Clearly, the threat of forest fires is only rising. As temperatures over land rise and instances of drought-like conditions become an annual feature, so do the chances of devastating forest fires. The bulk of India's forests are tropical dry deciduous forests, which also increases the risks. Then there is the definition of what India considers as forest cover. The Forest Survey of India includes tree orchards, bamboo and palm plantations, both within forests and on other government, private or institutional lands. That's a pretty wide definition of what constitutes forests, and this seems to be a pointless exercise in bumping up numbers. Remember this. Unless a forest has diverse trees and plants, it's ecologically unhealthy, as a single crop orchard can never be a forest. On the other hand, development pressures like roads, dams, and mining are denuding India's actual forests. According to data mapped by the international monitoring body Global Forest Watch, India lost 16,744 square kilometers of forests between 2001 and 2018. Of this, more than half occurred in just 4 years, that is 2014 to 2018. Almost 75% of this loss occurred in India's northeastern states, which have traditionally been a forest-rich region. As a result of this deforestation, not only does soil quality decline, but it fuels the rise in temperatures. In May last year, Aizawl recorded its highest temperatures in 20 years. Meghalaya's average temperatures have risen by almost 1 degree Celsius between 1981 and 2012. According to a separate forest survey report from 2019, the forests of Mizoram, Tripura, Assam, Meghalaya and Manipur occupy the top 5 spots in the extremely fire-prone class. So let's not miss the wood for the trees. We need better nurturing of our forests, our actual forests. Just this annual rise in our so-called forest cover is not going to fool anyone. A time of fires driven by climate change is upon us, and we've got to be ready. That's it from me today. In next week's Climate Change Tracker, we will discuss mental health and climate change. Is the daily bad news of burning forests, threatened animal species, droughts and floods getting you down? Tune in next Friday to find out what you can do about it. Follow us online with the hashtag MintClimateTracker and follow Mint Lounge on Twitter with the handle @Mint_Lounge. Read my weekly column in Mint Lounge, The Climate Change Tracker, to know more. You can also follow HT Smartcast on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram with the handle @HTSmartcast. We'd love to hear from you, so write to us at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Google and JioSaavn. I am Vivek Bhattacharya. And you've been listening to the Mint Climate Change Tracker. See you all next week. And remember, the climate clock is ticking.
This was a LiveMint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.